Blog Talk Radio.
Quick, so I'm just waiting on the guests to show up.
Well, the guest is getting soup, so. Cool, cool, cool. But, anywho, we have a guest for next week. If anything changes, just go to the WFSL Radio Network Facebook page. Let you know what's going on and if that's going to be rescheduled for the next show, which would be, of course, would be next week. Just waiting on the guests here. Maybe I can just... Finally, you drinking that?
Shut up, folks. Okay, I'm here. What do you want?
No, she just said, what do you want?
What do you want?
Before we get started, I just want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, including this guest. So, Happy Mother's Day to every mother out there, and also with the mothers that had to be both mother and father, too. So, Happy Mother's Day.
And to the fathers who have to be moms.
Right. That is a good point.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's a good point.
Always have good points. But anyways, let's get started. Although with a little bit of time we have, I know I should have got up and started. But anyways, what's been new?
As in?
Just in general.
Not much. Questioning me.
I know I'm supposed to be questioning you. I'm just saying, like, what's anything new with Maddie's Mannery?
No, we're just trucking forward as we always do. I'm being sniffed at by a dog.
What about what y'all recently did with, when it came to, I think y'all was delivering some stuff to Racine.
No, we delivered a bunch of memorial bags and stuff for the NICU department to All Saints Hospital in Racine, which is where my friend Maggie's son died. So we wanted to do something out that way. You guys aren't getting my suit.
You know they're going to stay looking at you, so regardless, no matter what. But, well, speaking of that, so it's like, it seems like Maddie's Mannery was growing and growing, so it did branch out, didn't it?
Yeah, we have branches in Oklahoma now and California. I'm hoping to hook up with some people in England so I can have it in England as well.
How did the California thing work out? Like, how did that happen?
A friend of mine called Susie, who lives out that way, was wanting to donate stuff to a local hospital, but couldn't find the resources and everything to do it. So I said to her, if she wanted to be part of Maddie's Mannery, she could do it, and then I would send her the stuff. So that's how that happened. It's not as on a bigger scale as it is in Oklahoma or here, because all I can do is send teddy bears, diapers, hats, and proof of life certificates. I can't afford to ship out everything else. But it's still, you know, stuff that's going, you know, out that way, so.
Which is good. So what's next for Maddie's Mannery?
We have a NICU donation coming up that we're getting ready upstairs right now. We have little bassinets that are being made for families so that their babies can go in them. As you know, Matthew was put in a shoebox by the hospital. So I wanted these little tiny bassinets made. bunch of those made. Let me think, what else? We have in July the second Lego walk, and that's going to be done in Racine. We also have a huge rummage sale that's coming up that, you know, we both cleaned out that warehouse.
Oh, God, yeah.
And you weren't even there for the worst of it, which was 2 days before. We have a, that's going to be at my friend Maggie's house. So, yeah, that's a lot of fundraiser stuff that's going on, and hopefully we can raise enough money to keep us funded through the rest of the year, because funding's getting a little bit low. We don't get the donations we used to. But we're still trying.
It is good, yeah, and since you mentioned about, yeah, that rummage sale and stuff like that, which was...
It was crazy. There's a lot of stuff to move.
Just a lot of stuff to have, too. It's just, wow, just a lot of stuff. Like printers and all that stuff, so...
There's householdware. I mean, there's everything you could possibly imagine available. But the date will be posted when we actually have it.
It.
She got it. Libby, come here. Get it out. Drop it. Drop it. Drop. Stick it on there. Carry on.
But, hey, you little Lonnie. Yeah. I almost called you something else. Hey, you, Giannis. But, although this is a wrestling network, and I know we got to talk about a little bit about wrestling since we have a little bit of time.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. So, have you been catching up on it as of late?
No, not at all.
Why is that?
I haven't had time. With everything I'm doing, I don't have time to sit down and catch up on wrestling.
Is there like an issue or something you have with what's going on with wrestling? And
not particularly, no. It's just I do not have the time to be able to, you know, sit down and do things. There's so much, you know, going on and so much that I'm having to do. That I just don't have time. If I have needed, if I had to catch up on everything wrestling-wise I've missed, I would need a good, good, like, week to do so. I just don't.
Okay. And we already know your personal feelings about local wrestling and things like that, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think they need to improve?
What, local wrestling?
Yeah, for bringing you back.
Stop letting certain Fed owner think that he runs everything in southeast Wisconsin. The rest of the people who want to run Feds need to grow a set of balls. Stop hankering down to this particular person's whims and wishes. Simple as that. He isn't the be-all and end-all. So what? He's wrestled for Vince McMahon a few times. Well, look where that got him. You know, he's not the be-all and end-all, and it seems like everybody's scared of him. It's not just in the wrestling community. We had a fundraiser planned last summer, and because of him, it got cancelled, because people are scared of him. Not anybody else. They're scared of him, period. They let him bully and bully.
Yeah, we ain't scared.
Seriously.
Yeah, hopefully you get a chance to do like another show one day and just have a big smile on our face and while we're doing it. So, in wrestling, what was your best moment?
Meeting Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy.
On separate occasions?
Yeah.
Yeah, on separate occasions.
That was the best.
And we already know what's the worst, so...
Well,
Just got time for one more question. You already talked about the worst. You always talk about the best moment. So what moment would you wish you would have one day in wrestling if you decide to get back into it again?
I would actually like to properly meet all of the English wrestlers who were over here. And I mean properly meet them and everything. But apart from that, not much.
Okay, that's all the time we have, and I want to thank Hazel, my guest, to have this quick little interview. Check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com. Look for us on Facebook. Look for us on Twitter, MySpace as well. And check out our past videos and stuff like that. And you can find past videos of us on, should be on MySpace as well. So look for that. Let's see. We'll be back next week with WFSO Aftermath, and also with Clapback as well. Like I said, there's a few shows that's going to be, like, coming up soon, so just stay tuned for that. And information, just go to the WFSO Radio Network Facebook page and just look for more information on that with the new shows and things like that. So for all of us here, we're out of here, and y'all have a good week.